Yes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to All Whack. Man, it's been a crazy time. I'm coming to you from the great outdoors. I'm sitting in our lawn chair that I think, okay, so quick update. I think last time, I don't know if I ever updated you guys that I was living with my older brother, but I was living with my older brother. I have since moved back home to live with my parents, with my cat. And let me tell you, the dogs hate that. They hate it. I don't blame them. It's mainly one dog. She wants to eat my cat. That's a time. I hate it. It's a pain in the ass. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. But I'm sitting in a lawn chair on my parents' porch. I'm trying to, like, call it my parents' house and not, like, my house, you know? Like, it's my parents' house. Because then I'm like, yeah, I'm living with my parents. Then I feel more like an adult who should get their shit together and leave. I want to leave, but since Rona had to, you know, do her thing to the planet, it's a lot harder to leave. So we're just manifesting and coasting by as best we can. But yes, that is currently where I'm at. But I also wanted to come back and say, hey, I want to come back on the podcast. I do. I really do. I want to come back. Oh, by the way, I hope you all have water with you because there will be water breaks because I am coming I'm coming to you from the outdoors, as I've stated, and I just had fries, so my mouth is kind of dry from all the salt. You know how it be. So, and it's hot out, so we're gonna need some water breaks. So, yes. But I wanted to come back and say, yes, I want to continue to do the podcast. During quarantine, I did a couple. I did a couple episodes. I did one by myself. And then I did one with Cody. We all love Cody. And, yeah, I was really not motivated to do much during quarantine. It was horrible. I mean, okay. When I say not motivated to do much, I mean, like, I was not motivated to really write or schedule or think of ideas for the podcast. I'm like, this is perfect. Like, I have so much time. Like, I'm not working. I have so much time. I have so many things that I could be doing. And then, the depression arrived. I mean, I'm always depressed. I'm chronically depressed. I am diagnosed as chronically depressed. But there's a difference between being able to distract yourself from your chronic depression versus you are stuck dwelling on it 24/7. So, and then, you know, working through it like a normal human. But, you know, that gets harder when you're constantly stuck in your chronic depression all the time. But I did play guitar a lot. Like, I would definitely say pre-quarantine and post-quarantine, Jackie's guitar skills are significantly different things. So I feel like my guitar skills have gotten so much better, so much better. So that's positive. That is a positive thing that I've gotten out of quarantine. Now, I live in Washington State, so we are currently in phase 2. So I am back at work. However, my hours are getting less and less and less. At first, they were really good. I was like, sweet. This is great. I have hours again. And then they started sending me home way early. And I get it because, you know, if it's not busy, it's not busy and you don't need me. I get it. But now they're getting less and less. And then yesterday I was scheduled to work a certain amount of time and then I got off almost an hour and a half early and I'm like, oh, but I know I get paid minimum wage, but I need that $13.50 plus half an hour. I need that. I don't have the mental capacity to do the math at the moment, but that's what I need. I needed it. And then I'm probably gonna part-time nanny or try to full-time nanny while working. at Silver City, which is a local business in Silverdale. So if you live there, please support. It's great. I need the money. Think of it as you're paying me. That'd be great. Even though you're not, I'm a host. I don't serve people. I get very low tips, which is fine. It's a host. It's an entry-level position. But still, it is a position that I have that I need really bad. I need money, guys. That's where I'm at. Okay, water break. Now, for my water bottle, it's so funny. I get so many compliments at work. Or, you know, I used to when we could have our water up at where we're working. But I used the Hubert's lemonade bottle that I had, because I had a Hubert's lemonade, and it's made out of glass. And you can reuse that as many times as you want. You won't get plastic poisoning, which is what I like to call plastic bottles. It is literal plastic poisoning. Slowly but surely. I also have a hydro flask that I can't find. I think it's in a box. And I know for a fact it has water in it. So I hope that it didn't get opened. And yeah. That's gonna suck when I find it, because it's been gone for a long time. Yay! Great. So, yes. What else? Oh, also during quarantine, I wasn't motivated to do much, but I did, however, reread the Hunger Games series, and I think I read a couple of other books. I couldn't tell you what they were. But I know for a fact I did reread the Hunger Games series. Although I didn't get all the way through Mockingjay because I'm like, oh wait, this is horrible. In preparation for the newest prequel Hunger Games book, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, terrible title, but I get it now. I am currently reading it. It's pretty okay. The ending, though, will really determine how I feel about it, because if it ends in a shitty way, I'm gonna be pissed. So, quick summary. It is about the 10th Hunger Games, in which Coriolanus Snow, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, President Snow, is 18 years old. And, figuring out how to make the Hunger Games what we know and love them to be in Katniss's time. Yeah, and he's a mentor in the Hunger Games. So, like, when I heard that he was a mentor, I'm like, oh, shit, does that mean he was in the Hunger Games? No, President Snow is a capital-born bitch, so he's not gonna be in the Hunger Games. The capital children are not punished. Whack. I think they should be punished. And for a long time, I used to think the capital and District 1 were the same thing. And then Chandler, my little brother, so lovingly put it, no, you dumb bitch, that's why it's District 1. Part of the districts. I'm like, oh, okay, you don't have to be so violently aggressive about the way you say this. I know I'm a dumb bitch, okay? So that's my sibling love that I have. I don't have sisters, so I don't know how to communicate with girls, so I have a lot of guy friends, and my best friends are my Kat and Chandler and Daisy. I love you, Daisy. So yeah, that's my little Hunger Games thing. So yeah, if that book ends pretty good, I'm gonna be happy. If not, I'm gonna be pretty disappointed. It'll suck. But that's okay, because that'll add to my reading goal on Goodreads. Hell yeah. Also during quarantine, keep in mind, everybody, I'm still quarantining when I can. Like right now, I'm at my house. It's just me and my brother. He might still be sleeping, or he might be playing video games. I don't know. But it's so, you know, I don't go anywhere I don't need to go. I don't see people I don't need to see. I do still FaceTime with people. My cousins that live in Seattle, are moving to Arizona, which kind of sucks because John and I want to do a podcast, and, we're like, the easiest way to do that would be in person, but you live in Seattle and I'm not going over there, and I'm pretty sure you don't want to come over here. Because that's just a pain in the ass, and they don't drive, so, yeah. We don't know how that's going to play out. They're going to move to Arizona mid-July, and so is Nick. Nick is my boyfriend. Shout out to Nick. He is also moving to Arizona at the end of July, so that's freaking dumb. Everybody's leaving me for Arizona. Dumb. I'm so much better than Arizona. Come on, okay? Don't leave me. Why? I don't blame them, though. I mean, I don't blame my cousins. They're living in Seattle. Seattle's not great right now. King County is pretty terrible for, actually, Rona. It's pretty bad. And then, like, all the protests. But I've heard, like, the protests have, like, calmed down. Like, there's not as much vandalism. And, you know, it's not like that people don't agree with what, you know, what the movement is about. The Black Lives Matter movement. It's not that they don't agree. It's just they're very concerned for their safety. And I totally get that. Like, I understand. I would definitely be concerned for my safety if I lived in Seattle, because I'm a small female, okay? I just am concerned all the time, but especially when a lot is going on. So, with that in mind, if you are going to protests, please stay safe, wear a mask, bring all the protective gear for tear gas and things like that, but wear a mask, please, and don't touch people if you don't have to. Like, don't get closer than you need to. I know it's hard when there's a lot of people and you can't maintain the 6 feet, but do your best, because we are still in a pandemic, and you know, I want that to go away. You know, I want it to die down, and at current rate of progress, that's not going to happen for a while. It won't happen. There won't be a vaccine for a while, or anything like that. So yeah, just please make sure you're staying safe, keeping other people safe too, as best you can. I know it's hard. It's hard, because yeah, when there's a lot of people and then you're all together, and at least if you're wearing a mask, you know, there's protection for yourself. Keep yourself in mind, mostly, because, I mean, if there's no you to protect, like, you gotta protect yourself, so definitely do that, keep that in mind. Yeah, I don't want to touch too much on the Black Lives Matter movement on this episode. I do have plans to talk about it later, on a different episode, but I didn't want to get, like, too political on this one, just because I haven't talk to you guys in a while, and I don't want to be like, politics, you know, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. So yeah, I just want to do an update, tell you guys what's going on, and yeah. Oh, I have a quick story. In eighth grade, I had an English teacher, and she would always say, don't end your presentations with, and yeah, don't do that, because unprofessional. I'm like, we're all 13. Like, lady, we're not going to be professional about anything. We're 13 years old. We don't know how to do anything in the world at all, except go to school. That's all we know how to do. And we're gonna end our presentations with, and yeah, or so yeah. Like, that's, we're going to do that. But I remember she was, like, getting so pissed. Like, you got docked so many points if you ended your presentation with, and yeah, or so yeah, or just, you know, yeah. If you ended it any way that wasn't, like, thank you for listening, or, you know, I'm like, how do I end it then? How do I end my freaking presentation to the whole class? You're making me stand up in front of the class and talk. I don't like that. And it had to be a certain amount of time. Like, it had to be like 7 minutes. It had to be at least 7 minutes long. And that was ridiculous for me. So I did not enjoy that, but it was fine. It was okay. So yes. Haha. I said yes, not yeah. Haha, bitch. I'm just kidding. I don't even remember her name, the teacher's name. Dang. I remember a lot of people did not like her, though. A lot of people. We did not like her. But that's okay. You're not gonna like every single teacher. I think my high school teachers I liked so much better. Like, there were more high school teachers that I got along with than in my junior high. Yeah, I can't even think of a junior high teacher that I really got along with as much as I did with my high school teachers. Like, there was Mr. Sweet. Oh, man. And elementary school, too. Like, my elementary school. Like, Miss Pitcher. Oh, my God. Fifth grade? Hell yeah. Okay? Miss Pitcher kicked ass. And then in high school, Mr. Sweet. Hell yeah. I was on the homecoming court. And when you're on homecoming court, you give your most inspirational teacher a trophy. And I picked Mr. Sweet. And it was the best thing ever. It was amazing. He was my most inspirational teacher. He was amazing. He was an amazing teacher. Highly recommend. I don't know if he still teaches, but he was great. And I hope he never dies. He was excellent. Yes. And then Miss Rummel. Oh, man. Miss Rummel kicked ass, dude. She was great. She was an excellent English teacher. I was her TA. It was awesome. I wanted to be Mr. Sweet's TA, but Miss Ferrati said no. And I love Miss Ferrati, too. I had her for financial math. Oh, man. She was great. And let's see. Oh, Miss Romano. Or Romano. It's Romano, but we're Americans, so we say Romano because we're like, oh, that sounds like it would be Italian, but no, it's Romano, because we're dumb, and she was my sign language teacher. I had her for 3 years. She was amazing. I love her. She was such a sweet lady. She was just, I love her. Oh my goodness. And yes, of course, Mr. Woods, but something about Mr. Woods. I think Mr. Woods is an excellent band teacher. He's a great band teacher, but he is a competitive human, or, you know, at least when I went to school, he was a very competitive human, and, like, the band competitions were, like, super important, and, you know, he wanted to win, which I get. I'm like, yeah, great. I don't care, you know, and it just stressed me out. I was stressed, and it was bad, but that's okay. It happens. We work through. I'm an adult now. I don't have to deal with all of that. I can do literally whatever I want. Hell yeah. So yes, that is my recap of elementary and high school teacher. Oh, Mr. Dorenzo, he was my sixth grade teacher. He kicked ass. He was an awesome teacher. Yes. Oh man. Oh no, Mr. Demert. Okay, that was the band teacher in elementary school, was Mr. Demert. He was great. And then I had Miss Rogier for fourth grade. I had Miss LaBerge for third grade. And Miss Wilson, Mrs. Wilson. It's always Ms. I never say Mrs. because I don't know. I just don't. It's hard. It was hard for me when I was little. I was like, Mrs., can I just call you Ms.? Like, that's so much easier. Miss Wilson. She was excellent. I loved her. Those were all my, and then I went to, that was when I went to Cougar Valley. I used to go to Clear Creek. And I had Mr. King for kindergarten and Mrs. Young for first grade at Clear Creek, and then I transferred, yay, and then I met all my friends, at freaking Cougar Valley, and then when we got to junior high, I'm like, holy shit, I went to Clear Creek with you guys, and I only went there for 2 years, so nobody freaking knew who I was, so I was like, whatever, fuck you guys, I'm cool, I went here, screw you, so that's funny. Oh, reminiscing on the past is lovely. Water break, guys. Water break. Heck yeah. Dude, it's so nice out today. I'm so glad. I am mad that I have to work today. I don't want to work today. It's not that I don't want to do work. I have no problem doing work. It's just I know I'm going to get there. I'm scheduled for 4 hours, and then they're probably going to have me go home early. And I'm not excited about that at all. No, because I need money. If they moved me up and were like cut my hours, like that'd be okay too, because I would get a pay raise and I would get tipped out from people, so I would probably get the same amount of money, if not maybe a little bit more, and I'm good with that. I would enjoy that immensely. Ooh, I think I was gonna say this and then I didn't, but during quarantine I discovered so many new artists and podcasts. Holy shit. Mainly, I discovered a lot more artists than I did podcasts, but a few podcasts I want to mention. My friend Xander Gray, quality human, quality content. He also has his own podcast. It's called Just Xander Podcast. And I will leave links and titles and all of that in the show notes. But he has a podcast, and I've been catching up. I listened to, like, the first five, and then I got distracted with other things, like, you know, life, and I fell back on everything, like, podcasts I fell entirely back on, because I focus more on, like, finding new artists. But I have been catching up on his podcast, and it's great. I love it. Xander's a quality human. I like his podcast because it's not, like, structured. It's very relaxed, and he just kind of, like, tells stories, and I like that. And then another one is We Bought a House with Claudia Saluski and Phineas. Phineas is Billie Eilish's brother, and Claudia is a YouTuber. And I actually knew about Claudia, like, a few years ago, and I was watching her YouTube, and then I stopped for a while because I just wasn't that interested in YouTube anymore. And then a few months ago, before quarantine, I was like, oh, you know what, or maybe like a year ago, probably a year ago, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna, like, start watching YouTube again. So I have. And then her and Phineas started a podcast the first week of quarantine. I love their podcast because, like, they're both celebrities, so you get to hear, like, so many stories of just, like, craziness that happens as a celebrity. Or, like, you know, they told one story of, you know, being at the Grammys, and I will tell you, Claudia is not shy. She goes into some detail of weird things, and you're like, okay, cool. But, like, I kind of like that, because I'm like, you know what, it makes me feel like a close friend, you know. And then Phineas talks about Billie too, so you can kind of, like, learn about Billie and him and their sibling dynamic. I think they're 7 years apart, I want to say, in age. 5 or 7, I can't remember. But, you know, I like their sibling, the way he describes their sibling dynamic, because I have that too, where my older brother is 16 years older than me, and my younger brother is 2 years younger than me. So I like to hear people's sibling dynamics when they're kind of medium apart, because I think Chandler and I are really, we're really close. We're only 2.5 years apart, so we're really close in age. And then me and Chris, and even Chandler and Chris, Chris is 18 years older than Chandler, so, like, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It's just fun to think about. And then Books Unbound is another one, and it's got Ariel Bissette and Raylene LeMay. They both do what's called, quote, BookTube, which is, you know, they talk about books on YouTube. So they have a podcast together, and I enjoy it a lot. Theirs is more, they have a segment. They have segments of each episode. So that's a lot of fun. I get to hear a lot about new books and books I haven't heard of, and they recommend books, people write in and get recommendations for books, so that's a lot of fun. Those are the three main podcasts that I've been listening to. And then, like, artists, I was like, you know what, I want to get more into female artists, because with my guitar playing skills, I feel like learning different female artists is a good idea, and that's also a good idea in general, just to expand on my music taste and knowledge and awareness of all the ladies out there kicking ass. So I discovered a lot. Oof, like, some of them are just, like, single songs. And then, you know, oh, and I got TikTok while quarantined. I started a TikTok, which was a lot of fun. But that's also how I found a couple of the female artists. It's like people, or, you know, they'll post their song, and then one girl, Frances Forever, is the artist, and the song that she posted about it on TikTok, it was on my For You page, and it was her song Space Girl. I highly recommend that song. It's such a good song. I don't know, it feels summery, it's so nice, and so that's how I found that song. And then other girls just kind of post, like, about body image, and they have songs about that, and then, you know, breakups and typical things that girls deal with, and then boys do too, but I feel like body image struggles are a lot what women deal with, and so it's kind of nice to hear those songs and how those ladies deal with it and express their feelings and all of that. I love it. It's great. And then yeah, just so much music, so many podcasts, so much art, and Instagram, like on Instagram, Rupi Kaur, she is the author of Milk and Honey, it's a poetry collection, and The Sun and Her Flowers, another poetry collection. She hosted some Instagram live classes, like, you know, just workshops of different types of poetry that she does, and I did one of them, and that was so good. I think they're still on her Instagram, or, you know, you can find them somewhere, probably on YouTube, and do them, and it's cathartic in a way. I'm just like, wow, this is nice, because I have a lot of feelings, and I did not know that this is how you could also express those feelings with this type of poetry or this type of writing, I don't know, I learned a lot about myself in that hour. I was like, wow, this is great. So, I highly recommend that. Even, like, and you never have to share any of it with anybody. You could just do it, and then you're like, wow, I learned something about myself. Hell yeah. And then you never have to share what you write, because I get that, where it's like, I don't want to share what I wrote. Even though I did, self-plug real quick, I did publish a book. It's called Everything I Felt. It's a poetry book. It's a little dark, kind of petty. I kind of released it out of pettiness. It's self-published. It's on Amazon, the devil. But I gotta get my work out there somehow, you know, and I chose Amazon self-publishing because I wanted to do it. So if you're interested in that at all, I think there's a link on my Instagram. I know there's a link on my second Instagram, Zoinks It's Poetry. So definitely check that out if you're interested. Thank you for listening to my self-plug. I sponsor myself. So thank you, self, for that. I think that is all I have to talk about today. I have some surprises coming in the future for everyone. Working on music with St. John. We have a show on Father's Day, which is this coming Sunday. I have no idea when I'm going to post this podcast at all, but I think soon, probably tomorrow. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Yay! I love indecision. Okay. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. It is so good to, like, just talk to the microphone. I'm so, so happy to be doing that. And there will be more to come. There's more coming with the podcast. There's more music. There's more me in general. I have some ideas. Oh, also, if you want to follow me on anything, on pretty much every platform, I'm Zoinks. I'm at Zoinks. It's Jackie. So Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I think those are the ones I use mostly, most of all. Yeah, those are the three that I probably use the most that other people use. So yeah, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, I'm all Zoinks. It's Jackie. I would love to see you over there. My Instagram is kind of weird, so I mean, like, I had, like, a theme going on for a while, and then I just decided that I didn't want to do it because that was tiring, and then I'm like, oh, crap, but it looks so good. That's why I did it. Damn. And then I ran out of content, so then I just started making stuff up. So that's how that's going. yes, that is all I have to say, and I better turn off the recording, or I'm gonna keep talking, so I can just end this one and start a new one. Ah, I'm a genius. Hell yeah. Well, everybody, stay groovy, stay safe, stay healthy, drink your water, eat your vitamin C tablets, your vitamin C vitamins. Because those are good to boost your immunity. If you drink water too, that's great. Wear a mask, sanitize and wash your hands, sanitize your phone case. I know you haven't done it, so please do. My solution was to buy two new phone cases. So that's what I did. And yeah, I bought the Pilo phone cases. I want Pilo to sponsor me so bad. And I need to get a new phone, so I'm gonna have to buy more of their cases. But their cases are compostable and they're so cute. So, Pila, please sponsor me. Thank you. All right, everybody. Have a great day. I hope it's sunny wherever you are. Stay groovy. Stay golden, pony boy.